This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning. I'm Mitch Wertlieb. Intercity buses are coming back to Rutland for the first time since Greyhound suspended service 5 years ago. The Agency of Transportation wants proposals from bus companies interested in providing service in Rutland to Burlington, White River Junction, and Albany, New York. I'm speaking with Barbara Donovan. She's the Public Transit Administrator for the Vermont Agency of Transportation, and thanks for speaking with us.
Oh, glad to be here.
Now, what is the big need for more public transit in Rutland?
As people's travel choices change, it isn't so much focused on Rutland, although they have certainly expressed a desire for more public transit. It's more the need to connect to the inner city network, which is in Albany, Boston, New York. We currently have Greyhound service from Boston through Vermont to Montreal and from Springfield, Mass. To White River Junction. But that leaves the rest of the state sort of hanging. We also have Megabus service from Burlington to New York and Boston.
But it's odd that there is no Rutland to Burlington route. Didn't there used to be one?
There was a route that came up, Route 7, Albany to Burlington. And that's been gone for about 8 years.
8 years. And 5 years since Greyhound was servicing these areas you're talking about. What have people been doing in the meantime to fill that transportation gap?
A lot of them have been driving. There have been some ability to use the train, because obviously the train does come to Rutland. So that's been a big help. A lot of people will drive or get a ride to someplace like White River Junction, where they can catch the Greyhound to Boston, Montreal, New York, or they'll come up to Burlington and catch Megabus or Greyhound.
And Barbara, remind us, what were the circumstances that led to Greyhound pulling out of Rutland and providing service?
Well, I can't speak to what was behind Greyhound, but overall, across the nation, there was a major reworking of transit, inner city transit routes, so that they were more express oriented. It used to be there would be feeder services that would stop every 10 miles or so. And as people's mobility changed, the ridership changed dramatically. Now it's kind of heading in the other direction, but people are expecting faster trips.
Mm-hmm. Now, in a best-case bid scenario for these new buses, I mean, what are you looking at here? Is it passenger capacity, a higher frequency of the bus routes? I mean, ideally, what are you seeking?
Initially, we're seeking the connectivity. So we'll probably start with one or two runs a day. And then as we build up ridership, then we'll look at increasing the frequency.
Do you have a sense of what this might cost round trip, just a sort of a ballpark figure for folks?
I don't have a specific one for just that route because there's three routes that we're advertising. We've reserved about $400,000 for the three routes, and we'll negotiate once we get the bids in to see how much value we can get for our money.
And when are these bids due?
They are due August 26th, and we have a bidders conference August 12th.
And you hope to start service in a best-case scenario by...
Best-case scenario, probably October 1st.
October 1st. What have you been hearing from people around the region who have heard about this? I mean, they must be pretty excited, I would think.
Well, we did have a study last year where we pretty much spent the whole year going out and talking to people and asking about what their needs were and trying to sort of isolate, were they talking about how many times they would ride or just that they'd like to see the service back. And, yeah, we have a lot of interest out there. And even without any involvement from the state, Megabus started serving Burlington. So we think there's a real market, and we want to connect more than just Burlington to the rest of the world. We're hoping that they'll serve people that not only don't have vehicles, but also who choose not to ride vehicles. And we're hoping to reconnect the hiking trails that are on when the long trail crosses Route 4 so that people can do recreation in Vermont, who can come skiing, who can come work at all the resorts that they have in Vermont, and be a real economic boom to the areas that are going to be served.
Could be a real revival. As you say, interest is definitely growing in bus travel. Barbara Donovan is the Public Transit Administrator for the Vermont Agency of Transportation. Thanks so much for taking the time.
Well, thank you for having me, and hopefully we'll talk when we get the next routes.